listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back in the Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there had a wonderful weekend and is off to a great start to the work week. Whether you're looking for a quick snack or a man-sized lunch, Hardee's is the place with all the options. Burgers, chicken sandwiches, fries, even onion rings, that menu has all you want and more. Hardee's is the answer to your hunger and a proud sponsor of the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051 here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And of course, here on Press Row, we talk a lot of sports, but we also talk a lot of movies, music. And it is a pleasure to welcome in Martin Barr, guitarist for more than 40 years with Jethro Tull. The Martin Barr Band will be playing Wednesday night at the Revelry Room at the Choo Choo. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Martin, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, I'm down in Mississippi, and the weather's amazing, so I'm really happy.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, I have to ask you first and foremost, this happens in music, it happens in sports. You have these marriages that last a long, long time. And when you think about Jethro Tull lasting so long, you and Ian Anderson, obviously some personalities have to get along for you guys to endure. How have you made it work?
We were pretty professional and serious about music. And, you know, when you're really into what you do to the intensity, as you say, as a sports person would be, you know, you make it work. At the end of the day, the differences you have in personality don't matter, and you brush those aside. I think in some ways it's good that people are different, because I think if everybody thinks the same, you just get fed up with each other. So we were 100% dedicated to what we did, and I think we respected that in each other, so that made it work.
Martin, I've got to ask, of course, one of the most, something that I still vividly remember, the 1989 Grammys, and I know you've been asked about this,
yeah.
Jethro Tull's Crest of a Knave wins the Hard Rock Heavy Metal Grammy over Metallica's Injustice for All. I know that was kind of a controversial thing to some, that you shouldn't have been in that category, and what an upset it was.
Yeah.
What do you kind of take away from that experience that I know a lot of people consider one of the great upsets in Grammy history?
Yeah, for me, it was a sadness that I wasn't there, and our record label wouldn't fly us out. They said, you've got no chance of winning it. And we go, well, okay. Really? They're amazing. And we just said, well, that's okay. We got nominated. That's nice. And then, of course, people presumed that we couldn't be bothered to be there. And, you know, for me, it was a lifetime opportunity to have something that was really important to me. So I was upset that I couldn't be there and do the little speech and the little tear and wave at the camera. That would have been a moment in my life that would have stayed forever. But I'm very, very proud of it. And you know, at the end of the day, the category was a bit confusing, but it was a good album. And I think it was our time, you know, our time had come to have an award. And I think Jethro Tull deserved it.
You're listening to Martin Barr, the guitarist of Jethro Tull, whose Martin Barr Band will be performing Wednesday night at the Revelry Room at the Choo Choo at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. You're listening to Martin here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
You say you didn't go. Did you watch the broadcast live? And what was your reaction? Did you just go nuts?
No, I wasn't watching. Well, it wasn't broadcast in England because in those days it was much less of a ceremony than it is now. It's sort of worldwide top importance, like the Grammys would be, like the Oscars would be. But so I was at home watching TV with my wife. We got a phone call that said, hey, you've won. We go, oh, that's nice. And my phone, you know, we weren't going to do anything. It was like midnight. And my wife called everybody we knew in the area. And one by one, they started turning up and we had a big party. So we celebrated it. It was like 3 a.m. But yeah, it was exciting, but unfortunately, didn't even watch it.
That's awesome. That is amazing. Where does the Grammy live in your house now?
It's in my studio, and I make sure that when people come to visit me, that they they look around, they go, oh, this is a cool studio. And then they look to the right and they go, hey, is that a Grammy? I say, yep, it sure is. get on your knees.
That is glorious.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I really do. I'm very happy to have it.
All right. Now, I got to ask you this, Martin. I mean, you bring everybody over and y'all party to 3 a.m. We've all heard the phrase party like a rock star. How does a rock star party?
You know, we're so tame. I'll tell you, we're in the 70s. We were touring England and we were in the same hotel as the English cricket team, you know, like the national team.
Right.
I know you don't play cricket, but in America, but it's sort of looked upon as quite a respectable sport. And we got to the bar after the gig, and my goodness me, we were just, our drawers dropped to the floor because these guys, these cricketers, were partying like you've never seen anything. But they are serious party goers, and there's all of us. And the other bands that were on the bill with us, we were just sort of up against the wall, just watching them. You know, we didn't even get a look in. We were learning that these guys were real pros. So, you know, all respect to them.
All respect, of course. Now, I need to ask you this. How many times do you think you've played Aqualung, and are you tired of playing Aqualung?
I've played it thousands of times, and I'm not tired of playing it because I don't play it. The reason I don't play it is because it's too obvious. You know, you go in and do your hit track and everybody goes, yay! I want to win the audience over doing really cool music, things they don't expect, and they go, wow, you know, where did that come from? So we got a great set of music and so many surprises, and I like that. You know, I don't want to be obvious. It'd be too easy, and I've always like to take the hard way around.
You're listening to Martin Barr, who's the guitarist of Jethro Tull, the Martin Barr Band, playing Wednesday night at the Revelry Room at the Choo Choo. Doors open at 7 o'clock. You're listening to Martin here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Martin, when you think about Aqualung, you think about Thick as a Brick, you think about the Jethro Tull Classics. We brought you into Kissing Willie, which has a hysterical video. I know y'all had fun doing that. So, you know, you've got the classic rock. You survived the MTV age with the music videos and stuff like that. What do you think of today's music?
As long as there's music, I don't care. You know, I it's not for me to judge. If people listen to music, that's all I care about. And, you know, if they listen to stuff I hate, it doesn't matter because one day down the line, they might start listening to jazz, bluegrass, country, rock music, blues music. I mean, but people's tastes are going to change and develop as they get to love and know music. So anything that brings people into music is great for me, whether it's a TV reality rubbish or whatever it is. And I might hate it, but, you know, there's room for everybody. And I just think, you know, live and let live. Everybody's, we're all in the same business. So it's healthy. And every kid that goes and buys a guitar, plays a drum kit, that's great. Keep music alive.
And Martin, I went to your website and saw where you performed with Paul McCartney, Phil Collins, Jimi Hendrix, Fleetwood Mac, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin. Was there ever a time that you've performed with one of these artists where you were just like really intimidated or nervous about going on?
I'd say all of those occasions. I was terrified. I mean, Paul McCartney was my childhood hero. And funnily enough, I worked with him for about 2 weeks. And he was a very interesting and nice person. And he was telling a story one day about when he recorded with Michael Jackson. And he was saying how nervous and intimidated he was working with Michael Jackson. And I'm thinking, well, how do you think we feel working with you? But, you know, amazingly, it happened to him as well.
All right, Martin, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire, first thing off the top of your head. You ready to play?
Okay, I'm nervous, but go on.
All right, this is technically a sports show. What is your favorite sport?
Table tennis.
Excellent. That is a great answer. A lot of people away from their day job relax by playing guitar. What do you do to relax from your day job of playing the guitar?
I play guitar.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. That's how I relax. Sorry.
All right, Martin, who was your, did you have a favorite group? Even though Jethro Tull had a long, illustrious career, was there, were you looking at other groups going, wow, I really like that group too?
My go-to artist who I love is Neil Young.
Okay.
Percentage of people who you encounter who think Jethro Tull is a person who is in the band.
Yeah. No, what's the question there?
How many people have come up to you wondering if Jethro if Jethro Tull is a person in the band?
It happened in the 70s mainly, but enough that it was really, really annoying, and enough that I stopped explaining it, and I just used to say, yep, you're right. I couldn't even be bothered.
All right, Martin, if you weren't a musician, what would your life path have been?
I'd be a professional sports person because I love wakeboarding, I go windsurfing, I go running, and all these things that I discovered so late in life that I'm not very good at any of them. But if I had a young body and a young mind, I would love to be a sports person.
City with the best groupies.
But do you reckon so?
No, I'm asking you. I don't have an answer. I'm a guy on a radio show. I don't have groupies.
Groupies, I have a vague memory of the word, but I don't know what it means. I'll ask my wife.
Well, that is well played, sir.
All right, you've hit the big 7-0. What is still out there on the to-do list?
I still love playing, and as I said, you know, I love sports. You know, I went running this morning. I just want my body to hold out as long as it will because I just love doing things. I'm really active, and I want to play until I drop. So I love playing more than I've ever loved it, and I'm getting better. I can feel myself enjoying music and writing better music. I've got so much I want to do.
What is the perfect song?
Perfect song. Maybe Hendrix playing All Along the Watchtower.
Listen, Martin, thank you so much. You've been very entertaining, and I know folks are excited about seeing your visit here Wednesday night at the Revelry Room at the Choo Choo. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8. Martin, we can't thank you enough for joining us here on Press Row.
Oh, you're very welcome. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
All righty. Martin Barr, the guitarist for Jethro Tull for 43 years, joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.